Here in Southern California, there's tremendous relief. Grocery store workers have ratified a new contract averting a strike. 4 years ago, negotiations didn't go as well. Grocery workers went on strike for months and left shoppers scrambling. This week's compromise includes some novel health care provisions. The region's major supermarkets hope the plan will help to rein in workers' health care costs without compromising care. NPR's Scott Horsley explains.
The contract, covering some 65,000 supermarket workers in Southern California, comes after a tense 6 months of negotiations. It allows new workers to qualify more quickly for health benefits than they did under the old contract. It also includes health care reforms that one supermarket chain calls groundbreaking. Kevin Herglotz is a spokesman for Safeway, one of three big chains that took part in the negotiation. He says the idea is to get supermarket workers to shop for bargains in health care, just as their customers do in the grocery aisle.
We're a consumer-driven society. Everything we do, from buying a car to going to our grocery store, we always look at price. And for some reason in this country, we have taken that element completely out of our healthcare decision-making.
The new supermarket contract will encourage workers to pay attention to the price of healthcare by giving each employee control over a health savings account. Herglotz says any money that isn't spent 1 year can be saved for bigger health bills in future years.
So then you start to actually think about the costs and say, if this prescription drug costs this amount, a generic drug versus a premium drug, maybe I'll choose the generic because I'm spending less money out of my savings account.
The plan also has incentives for preventive care. Herglotz says Safeway's been offering a similar plan to non-union employees for 2 years now and saved 15% on their health care bills. Unionized supermarkets are intensely aware that high health care costs put them at a disadvantage relative to non-union competitors. Herglotz says Safeway's CEO has become an evangelist for health care reform nationwide.
The more companies we get engaged in finding ways to reduce costs while not reducing the benefits, the more success we're going to have in truly reforming a system that is broken.
Free marketeers, including President Bush, have been promoting this idea of giving consumers more control over health care spending. But economist Melinda Bucus-Bunton of the RAND Corporation says it hasn't caught on quickly. Many workers are nervous about the plans, which often come with higher copayments and deductibles. Still, she says about 40% of big employers now offer such plans as an option.
That doesn't extend, though, usually to unionized populations. But this may be a bellwether that we have a union that is entertaining in their contract negotiations some elements of what people would call consumerism or consumer-directed health care.
Bucus-Bunton says early experience suggests the plans do cut costs for employers, at least in the short run. Whether they work in the long run is less certain.
People in these plans use less care. We don't know yet what exactly they're cutting back on and whether that they're making wise decisions that won't adversely affect their health.
Bucus-Bunton says if employers want their workers to make good decisions about health care, they need to provide not only financial incentives, but also good information. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.